Many towns have one or more coffee houses, but in St. James, Missouri, the local coffee house may have a familiar look, but those running it have a story that will inspire a small town and school to action. Their story is this edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Machinery Pete's having a huge year-end unreserved online dealer auction in conjunction with Big Iron. Visit machinerypete.com/auction to start bidding now. Find that piece of equipment you've been looking for. Get yourself a great deal and buy it before year-end. Go to machinerypete.com/auction to see what's for sale. Every piece of equipment sells absolute. Items are open for bidding now and close December 27th. Go to machinerypete.com/auction. Unreserved, lien free, no buyer fees. Start bidding now at machinerypete.com/auction.
Terrell's story traces his time in St. James, Missouri, back to working as a youth pastor. He later transitioned to helping the school as a counselor and working with at-risk students. He was a talented artist, though, and the school administration eventually persuaded him to begin teaching art. It was around 2011 that a city administrator wanted to get his opinion about an old firehouse.
This is so close to the high school, and it's a space that's just being wasted. But during my youth ministry time, she was like, what would you guys see this as? So she kind of cast the first vision.
Tara was interested in what the firehouse across from the school might become. He and a few other townspeople decided to take a closer look.
And we looked at this building and one other one, and they're like, hey, just letting you know, there is some grant funding that's available for projects like this, working to restore some abandoned buildings and also working with youth to try to create that entrepreneurial spirit, recreating small towns.
Specifically, they would use Youth Empowerment Project Funds, or a YEP grant for short, to restore the building. But into what? Firehouse Coffee was born.
We are Monday through Friday, and we do from 3 to 6, just a small window of time, because I'm full-time teaching over there, and it'd be great to have it running all the time. We do have an entrepreneur class that last year jumped in, and they do some deliveries.
The staff are students at the school. Folks like Terrell volunteer to oversee the place.
The students are volunteers. We don't pay them. So they come over and just give me their time.
The coffee house turns a profit, which pays for utilities and expenses. And what about the profit? Just wait till you hear how these students decided to pay it forward. It's next time, as we travel the countryside in St. James, Missouri. I'm Andrew McCray.